Tonight on TMS PM, where did Mario go?
Sharknado 2 was a big hit, and that's bad for us.
SpongeBob might be the big thing next year.
We are totally getting a Mike Tyson movie.
Yeah, Dick Smith died.
Oh, Twitter time and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the morning stream PM edition, the evening edition of the morning stream, brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. It's where you go and you pay just a little bit of money, not very much. What did we figure on
Whatever
average? What did we figure? Let's do some math. Calculator. Right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Scott does math.
Scott does math with the help of a calculator. Hip. All right. So we go, let's say it's average 1.5 hours per 4 days. Okay. So that's 6 hours plus another hour for the show. Let's say 7 hours on average. Okay. 7 hours a week. So that's times four. 28 hours of oh my gosh, 28 hours of content every month for a pittance. There are people in there to like a dollar, $5. Pittance. Some people paying 30, even 30. It's less than a dollar an episode.
Wow. That's like an average. That's crazy.
Yeah. We've made an error. we should have done something else, but no, this is how we're doing it. So if you want to support us, this is a great way to do it. Every little bit helps. Go to patreon.com/TMS. And pitch in, damn it, because that's why this little thing on Thursdays even exists. And without it, if we ever dip below that level, it's going away.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I mean, we're nowhere near that, but if we were.
No. I'd much rather see us go up to the... we are going to have that taste next month of the beat the frog pants off of us.
Yeah.
Something like that is whatever it's going to be called.
Or whatever. Kind of like that name. That's not bad. Beat the frog pants off me.
Yeah.
Beat the frog pants off. No, hold on.
Oh, wait.
That's no good.
Maybe we'll rethink that name.
Inappropriate. We are getting a call that I can't answer, but I'm going to try to add manually.
Okay.
Hold on here. We're going to add our friend JJ to the call.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Father of the Valen twins.
Yeah, so. I don't know that we've talked to him since that all went down. JJ, you there, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, man, is that a baby laying there?
Aww. Yeah.
Aww. Wait. This isn't, you're not trying to get us on the Valentine cast, are you?
Dude.
This isn't.
Don't even get me started, man.
So yeah. That's adorable. Which one is it?
It's Zoe. This is baby A. She's our oldest.
Aww.
Maya is up front right now. Renee's feeding her.
Remind me how. Renee's feeding. Oh, she takes turns though. It's not like you're feeding the other one, right?
Well, so she tandem feeds. So she feeds both of them at the same time.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then one takes longer than the other. And right now, because they're preemies, we have to supplement.
Yeah.
Supplement formula. Not formula, but actually supplementing breast milk.
I was hoping you'd say JJ Teat was your supplement.
Well, some teat milk. I'm hoping I'm gonna hold Zoe's butt right here at the mic. She might fart.
Totally fine, dude. That's one of yours then. It's one of yours.
I will say though, man, her farts are potent. They're almost like her dad's.
Really? Because I, you know.
Yes.
A couple of nerdtaculars I could.
Well, you're not like feeding her ribs or
no
lentils or.
No, we're not. But no, man, we're doing great.
That's awesome.
They're 3 weeks old yesterday,
weeks. Jeez.
Yeah, it has been
weird.
So we're on a schedule with them to get them to get their weight back. So every 3 hours, you know.
Brian, I don't know if you noticed this. I noticed something about JJ right now. Mm-hmm. He is a chill dude right now. Do you hear that in his voice?
Yeah.
You're either super tired, which is totally possible, or you're just kind of grooving, man. You just got these cute new kids. It's good.
You can't be hyper and crazy when you got a baby in your arms either.
Right. Like
we are grooving, man. I think Renee's mom, because this is her first grandkids.
Yeah.
They're kind of she thought that we were gonna be like just her pulling her hair out and everything else. And she was like, man, you guys got it together, you know.
Yeah, mellow.
And so But yeah, man, I mean, every 3 hours we tag team on them, and
yeah,
it takes an hour to about do everything.
You're like a big bottle of codeine, man. Look at you.
I know.
Well, I'm really excited for you guys. I think that's so cool. And congrats. Two more.
You want to say hi?
Oh, look, dude. Look at that little baby face. You can't see this unless you're watching the YouTube version, but she's adorable.
But nah, I just want to thank you guys, and thanks to the whole community for the support.
Sure, man.
And everything. I mean, just the love that we got from everyone, you know.
Well, you're part of the Big Frog Pants family, dude.
Yeah, man, and I'm glad you got my call. I'm glad y'all took my call, man. I was worried.
No,
we're sworn off of taking calls. After today,
you might think we'd be a little less excited about that, but
a little Skype shy,
just a little Skype shy, sure.
But then I was like, you know what? I was like, I heard what happened. I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and try to call in today. Just let them know. Everybody's not trying to get them on their show, you know. But like, hey, man, I got something very important to tell you guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know? And then count it down.
Adam Curry is trying to call us right now. Do you think that's legit?
I don't know. You know, the guy's got talent. Maybe he'll be fine.
But
JJ, give our bust and our best to Renee.
I will.
As she gives her bust to these children. And you guys take it easy, man. We'll talk soon. All right. Keep flying that flag. All right. I don't know what that means. Fly that flag.
Sure.
A note to Vlad. We're not mad at you, buddy. We think you're fine. You're cool. You got your stuff going on. That was just weird. That's all. It's just a little weird. It's all fine.
It's no hard feelings. We're gonna play it. We're gonna milk it for all the comedy we can get out of it.
Oh yeah, that's the deal. That's what you sign up for when you call in here.
Exactly.
You're gonna say something like JJ's feeding the baby, which means out of one of his boobs, you know, and I'm gonna run that's with right. it. So
do you think,
just the way
do you
it
think
is.
David Letterman never mentioned Crispin Glover's name again? No, of course he did, even after Crispin tried to kick him in the head.
A long time after that.
That was just was a while before Crispin was invited back to the show.
Remember when he was? It was kind of a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, they made a big whoop out of it. Whatever that stuff
David,
is.
David, it's so good to be back here.
Get your dirty hands off her.
It's hard not to fall into a Jack Nicholson when you're
Crispin right?
Glover.
Yeah, a little Christian Slater as well. Well, here we are. Let's get this show on the road. I watched a guy in a mustache that looked like Mario in a hard hat fall in a hole today.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it just like doo 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 and like an open manhole kind of thing?
It was bloop 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 and he fell in. No, it was like he looked like Mario. I'm not going
to
lie.
Did he go to a warp zone?
No, it was so he could skip to level 8 or whatever that was.
Exactly, yeah.
That was such a weird thing to put in your game. I guess I kind of get it.
Once you found it.
Once you found it. But then the value of the game went down so hard. It's like.
Not at all.
You're never going to look at World 5 or 4 or 6 again. You'll never see him again.
Do you wish that you're playing Uncharted and you had to start at the very beginning every time you turn the game on?
That's a point. That's a good point.
Okay. All right.
But then why not just skip to the end, a little Bowser fight or whatever at the end there?
Well, no. It's, you know, it was before there was continue where you left off kind of stuff, wasn't it? I mean, I don't remember.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
There was no save. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
In fact, I want to say the first Mario game to feature overworld saving, like you clear a level and had a kind of an overworld hub, was Super Mario 3.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
And then Super Mario World, of course, continued.
World had it on the SNES. Yeah. Oh,
World was
on the
so
SNES.
Good. How good was World? World was,
it was
great.
Damn good.
What a hell of a game. Anyway.
Yoshi eating those little berries.
Beep, 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 beep. He always said, I hate his voice. So this guy, he had a big old Mario mustache. And I think he's like Hispanic descent because I can't tell from a distance. But he looked like Mario. That's how he looked. And they're working on this new construction over here. And I just happened to be out. And it's, you know, hot outside, getting the mail, doing my stuff. And I see him walking and talking with some dudes and had some paper in his hand. And then, as if YouTube gods were shining on me, except I wasn't filming it, he walked, without looking, walked into a hole and fell completely in there. And then I watched about 5 other guys scramble to get the guy out. He did. They brushed him off. He was totally fine, and they were all laughing and slapping each other on the back.
But so, it took some guys getting him, like, hoisting him out of there. It was
deep enough to cover his head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was all down deep into this hole, and I kind of was nonplussed, like, oh my gosh, what did I just see? And then immediately I was like, I have a phone in my hand right now. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Why didn't I film this?
You were gonna, I mean, you would have been filming him just because he had a funny mustache. basically.
Yeah, and then I would have been called a racist or something.
Right, exactly.
But then I would have caught this thing, and then people would say, fake. No one ever filmed somebody falling in a hole. It was totally staged. So maybe it's better that none of this happened, and I just witnessed it with my own eyes. My own eyes. It was amazing, though. I wish you'd have been here. I wish you could have seen it.
I wish I could have seen it, yeah.
It was a hell of a thing.
There had been two of us who could have stood there and not helped him.
Just went bloop. Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do anything.
You three guys, you got him.
Yeah, you guys are fine. You're hard hat, girl whistling men. You got this.
Do you think they still do that? You think they still do the cat calls when women walk by?
I think they totally do.
In this day and age?
I do. I think that's still a thing.
Gender equality.
Still a threat, yeah. I think it still happens. Well, the women I talk to, see, there's the thing. When you ask a white male how this stuff is going, they don't know because they're not there.
Of course, exactly. Exactly.
They're not doing it. They may even be the nicest guy ever, but they're not seeing it because they're not the, you know, no one's whistling at them as they walk by. Yeah. So they just assume that's a bygone era, right?
This is a Nicole question or a Veronica question.
Yeah,
or
somebody who's been there knows that. Like, I can feel the heat of the stare, you know? That's who we need on this show.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's time for the evening news, and it's brought to you by...
Why don't you gurgle some TMS Morning Brew coffee around the globe. Available at frogpants.com/store or as part of our Patreon support levels. Check them out today.
Yeah, $30 a month. You get tons of shows and a mug. You get a free mug with that, and you get every month to get coffee every month. It's amazing.
That's cool. Because drinking that coffee out of your hands, painful at first.
The worst, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Until it cools off.
Give you the runny butt.
And really hard to add cream.
I agree.
You need a third hand.
It's cream averse. Hold on. Skype's making sounds. Are you hearing that?
I'm not hearing that. So that means somebody's trying to call.
That's probably what it is. I give up on this thing. Oh, nope. Yeah. I know who it is. Hold on. If it's who I think it is. Yeah, it totally is. Hold on. We're going to add someone to the call.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, damn it. Recent is what I need. You know, Skype, you really are the worst. All right, here we go. Call Skype. Okay, here we go. Adding him to the call. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Roger White, a.k.a. Ralph. Ralph, what's going on?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What are you doing?
I have a fun thing for you to do that'll take about 30 seconds that is very interesting.
Does it involve bananas and a liter bottle of Sprite?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay good, because we've heard we've heard things about that. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Go to this website, mysteamgauge.com.
Mysteamgauge.com. Okay, I'm going. I'm heading there now. Okay, what do you do?
You have to remember your Steam name.
Okay, put that in. Hit search.
It will tell you.
Error, it says.
Did you do the wrong name?
Well, I thought I got it. It's frog pants.
While you're figuring it out, I'll read what mine says.
Okay. Go ahead.
Over the last 6 years, you've spent 1,071.4 hours playing this selection, which includes 232 items, is valued at $2,788.
Oh, my God.
And requires 521 gigabytes.
Wow.
All right, so... Mine, considerably less. Over the last 4 years, you've spent 145.7 hours, which includes 32 items, is valued at $527.74, and requires 192.4 gigabytes.
Mine is frog pants, and it won't work.
Oh, no.
Frog pants.
Oh, does it have that bar in it? Or?
Well, let's find out. Oh, now it's taking more time, so maybe that's a good thing. It's supposed to take a little time.
Is this for your podcast, Ralph?
It just says error.
No.
Okay.
It just says error, man. What am I doing wrong?
Frog pants. In good standing. I'm looking at
Steam right now, and it's frog pants. Frog pants.
Yeah, that's what it says. If you can find the number ID, you can do it with that. But
all right.
Now I have to admit that the my numbers are inflated for two reasons. One is that they use the actual price of, like, the full price of all the games.
Yeah, of course.
Because they can't see your transactions.
They don't know when you bought it and you bought it on sale or whatever, sure.
Right.
Is it also idle time? Does it count that?
Well, that's why my hours are inflated, because I will pull a Willy Dills and, you know, go to sleep or, you know, log off and it's playing Dungeon Defenders.
Yeah. I'm glad I know who Dills is, because when you say the statement, I pull a Willy Dills, it sounds really, that's an odd euphemism if you don't know who Dills is. But anyway, go ahead.
Continue. Yes, I will now stop saying that.
So he sleeps like he does. He does this in Hearthstone. It falls asleep, yeah, and the game just keeps running. You'll do that in like Dungeon Defenders or something.
Well, I don't fall asleep, but I will alt tab out to do something else, yeah, and then I will, you know, leave the computer, and it'll come, when I come back, it says I've been playing for 17 hours.
Oh, so weird.
Oops.
Why can't I find this? This is really distressing because I want to know. I desire it. It won't let me. It just won't do it. I don't know.
They also let you download a spreadsheet of all your games, types of games, who they're developed by. And what I did first thing was I figured out my dollars per hour per game to find out which ones I got the best value from.
Nice. Oh, here it is. Nope, this is someone else called Extra Life. It's not me. Mm. I haven't changed.
It may be because your name changed over time, but I don't know, it's not working as well.
Bugged. And I can't find that number you're talking about.
Oh, well.
Someone else figure that out. You let me know, because I'm curious. I would really like to know what I've done on Steam. It's like a slash played for everything outside totally your Blizzard games.
It's exactly what it is. It's the Steam slash played.
Wow. Well, thanks, dude. This is a nice little tip. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Ralph, stay out of trouble, damn it.
All right.
See you, Ralph.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm looking at this as like, wow, there's a lot of games that I've played for under half an hour.
Oh, wow.
And not come back to.
Just a quick taste and you're out.
And a lot of zeros, too. Like, yeah. I haven't played Trackmania Canyon. I must have gotten that free or something.
Someone gave it to you, yeah.
Defiance, Don't Starve.
I like Defiance. I like Don't Starve.
Yeah. Contagion and Broken Age. Oh, Broken Age. Yeah, I did the Double Fine Kickstarter for that.
You haven't played
it yet. I haven't even played it.
Oh, you should play it. It's good.
I'm sure it
is. You know, the adventure game to play this year, though, is that Wolf Among Us. It's so freaking good.
Hmm.
Amazing. It's based on the Fables comics. So good.
I'll buy that and not play it either.
Yeah. Do you read any of the Fables stuff? Fable?
I did originally. I read the first couple of graphic novels.
Mm-hmm. And, based on that.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Different story, though. It's like prequel story. But really,
now, I will tell you that I had a spare hour today.
Yeah.
I've almost forgotten what that was like, but I had a spare hour, and I played through the first 45 minutes of The Last of Us.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
Wow. That's the first 45 minutes or so. That's a strong opening in that game.
It is a strong. Oh, it's a really, really strong opening. Yeah, holy mackerel. Yeah. Sad.
Something else. Didn't know where that was going when it happened. Are you the PS4 remastered or the PS3?
No, PS3. I bought the PS3 version about a month before they announced that there was going to be a remastered version for the PS4. And they didn't do the whole great thing that they did with like Black Flag, where they
the $10
offered you an upgrade thing. Yeah, exactly.
I think they don't have to anymore because the Microsoft threat is so much less. They sold three times as many consoles last month or last quarter than Microsoft did. I think they don't care about that anymore.
Yeah.
That would have been nice, though. I agree. I would probably.
I care. I'm not going to care.
If they were going to do, I own it too. If they would, they'd say $10, like $10, $15 upgrade, I'd totally do it. Mm-hmm. Totally, no problem.
Yeah.
Now they get none of my money, so they may as well just give it to me for $10. All right. Hey, news. Here's some news.
News.
Sharknado 2. That happened yesterday. Created a feeding frenzy on Twitter. Record audience for sci-fi. Flying sharks chomping through New York drew a record audience for sci-fi Sharknado 2, the second one, and became the most tweeted about TV movie on social media, the USA Cable Network said on Thursday. It aired on Wednesday. That was last night. Reunited stars. I think they don't need to call them stars, but whatever. No. Tara Reid and Ian Ziering.
Well, you know, it could happen,
I guess.
Says Tara Reid.
It could totally be a real Sharknado. 3.9 million viewers. That's the most watched original movie in sci-fi history. Sci-fi channel, that is. The network added the film also attracted 1.6 million viewers in the 18 to 49 demographic that advertisers covet. Is that still true? I guess they do. On Twitter, Syfy, a unit of Comcast Corp, NBC Universal, and Sharknado 2 garnered 1 billion impressions across conversations of the microblogging site and also among the top trending topics of Wednesday evening. I think that's bad for everyone else because that this series is super dumb and y'all are buying into it. you're all into this artificial viralness of it. It is not
the
real,
Kardashian,
man.
Of the sci-fi
it is world. Well said, dude.
It's famous for just being famous.
It's famous for its sex tape, aka Sharknado 1, and it's garbage. Right. Don't buy into this dumb fake hype. Oh my gosh, it's just a bad movie, you guys. That's all. That's it. There's plenty of those. Don't have somebody trying to socially engineer it.
Exactly. And that's what turns me off from it. Otherwise, I'd say, oh, this would be a great film sack movie or something like that. But the fact that it's, you know, it was bred in a lab to be a social media dynamo.
Right. It's like it's the Milli Vanilli or the Backstreet Boys of what's a good comparison? It's manufactured.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no true camp going on.
I imagine there's points during the movie where there's a hashtag that comes up and says, hashtag shark toilet.
Yeah, shark toilet. You know what? Okay, I got it. It's the Beatles or it's the monkeys. Now, you can say some good things about the monkeys, right?
Sure.
They kind of transcended their terrible manufactured beginnings.
Once they learned how to play instruments,
yes,
they were great, yes.
But that's what this is the comparison to. Do you like the Beatles or do you like the monkeys? Do you like the real thing or do you like the artificial freaking fake thing?
O-Town. It's the O-Town of the sci-fi world.
Nicely said.
Take that, Nick Lachey.
Take that right in the Nicholas McShay. I made him Irish. There you go. I think Shay is already.
McShay.
Yeah. Coming around to the pub tonight, are you? The SpongeBob movie. Mm-hmm. This is all the rage right now. Could be the breakout superhero flick of 2015.
Not even hear about this being a thing.
Let's be honest. After a banner year for superhero movies, says Wired.com, with Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men, Days of Future Past, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, 2015 suddenly looks a bit, well, dull in comparison. Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice have been pushed to 2016. Ant-Man may be off to a rocky start, and Avengers, Age of Ultron feels a little familiar at this point. Well, way to marginalize that unnecessarily.
Right. Oh, feels a little familiar.
The one really bright spot on all of this, and you're just going to shove it to the side anyway.
We need to come up with a reason why we don't care about Avengers, quick.
Lame. It says, oh, wait, there is one, and extremely unlikely you saw this one coming. The trailer for a SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, has arrived online, and not only does it feature the chance to see SpongeBob, Patrick, Plankton, and all in the real world compete with Roger Rabbit-esque messing around with real people hijinks, it also introduces you to SpongeBob and friends as superheroes with suitably strange powers. This is actually something I look forward to. I'm a fan of SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. And I think when it's done right, like the SpongeBob movie with Hasselhoff was pretty damn good.
Yeah, but that was so long ago. I mean, do you think that SpongeBob is still relevant enough?
Well, I don't know. There are teenagers who look at it the way you and I looked at, I don't know, what we looked at G.I. Joe or something.
Right, or Masters of the Universe.
One of those things. Transformers. Maybe.
Transformers.
Hey, I think I found one. This is no simple truck. It's a Transformer. So we will see. I don't know how I feel yet. I haven't seen the trailer, so I can't really speak to the trailer, but I'm sure it's goofy and fun, and that's what you want. Jamie Foxx is to play Mike Tyson. Oh, by the way, the new our movie that we own that opens this weekend.
Yeah, James Brown. Get on up.
Against Guardians of the Galaxy, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to crush Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah,
no chance. It's not going to do well.
It's like nobody's even heard of this Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Reviews are better than bad. They're not horrible. 82%. That's strong.
Sure.
Compared to Galaxy's 9 or Guardians 90, but and whatever, this could be worse.
We need to start the rumor that this is Tyler Perry's Get On Up.
Yeah, Tyler Perry's Get On Up with featuring Madea, right? Isn't that who that is? Right,
exactly. Makes a special cameo. You got to watch for it.
Watch for...
So go buy your movie ticket and...
watch for Madea. It says here... Chadwick, the guy who plays him, whatever his name is, Chadwick Boseman, he's supposed to be really, really good.
Cool.
People are talking this could be a very Oscar-worthy movie. So spend your money wisely this weekend is all we're saying. And go see Get On Up. Get On Up and see Get On Up. All right?
I'll tell you what I'm going to be seeing.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be turncoating as well.
Yeah.
Saturday night. That's what I'm doing.
Who owns that one? Is that
that's the
DTNS?
Father? No, I think Balasar's got it.
Right.
I could be wrong about that. I think the Good Father has it.
Yeah, that's going to crush us.
It's going to do really well. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the rest of his lineup's doing, though. Right now, we're in second, but not by much. And it's the Transformers. That's getting us.
Everybody, go out and see Neighbors again.
Neighbors.
Or 22 Jump Street. 22
Jump Street.
Still in theaters.
But what was the big... Oh, and the Apes movie. Still go see that. That's still...
We have the Apes. Did we have the Apes?
Oh, we own the Apes, man.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, go see the Apes.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. That's
current, fantastic.
That's
actually
rated a percent higher on Rotten Tomatoes than Guardians of the Galaxy, even.
Yeah,
so, come on,
really,
man.
Really good.
Go get on up. Get on up. Oh, did you see? You saw it, didn't you?
I did. I saw it this last weekend.
What'd you think?
So good. Oh, wait, loved it, man.
Did we not talk about that?
We did. We talked about it Monday.
Oh, we must not.
Well, I don't know how much we talked about it.
Just a little bit. Wasn't it great?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Those apes are insane.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked a little bit about Andy Serkis and his performance. Yeah, it's just so good.
Yeah, that guy's insane.
So little good. James Franco cameo in there, of course.
Yep, this is all true. Oh,
dude, wow. From Fringe is an asshole.
Isn't he always?
Well, except when he was in Fringe. He's a good guy in Fringe.
Only example where he is.
He really is.
He's such a dink in everything else.
Yeah, he really is.
Jamie Foxx will play Mike Tyson in a new biopic is what I meant to say. Biopic. Mm. The screenplay will come from Boardwalk Empire and Wolf of Wall Street scribe Terrence Winter. Or as Nicole says, Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
The Wolf.
Yeah, Randy says Wolf as well.
Does he?
Yeah, that's a common thing that some people don't pronounce the L in Wolf.
That's really weird. When they say woof, I think that's just wrong. Fox has played
that's
a famous
the wolf mates.
Yeah, he's played a famous figure before. He played Ray Charles there in the 2004 Ray. That seems like so not long ago, but it was 2004 is a long time ago. He also has experience working on boxing biopics, having played trainer Drew Bundini in 2001's Ali with your Will Smith.
Right.
Okay. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 actor, who he played the Electro there, mm-hmm. is set to star in the new Annie remake as business tycoon Benjamin Stacks.
Oh, come on.
I know. It should be. So is that Daddy Warbucks?
Why is it not Daddy Warbucks?
Well, they call him that. Benjamin.
I'm just playing that come on thing from the,
oh, that guy in the theater.
The theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Still don't know what his problem was. Was he racist? Was he irritated? Was his popcorn low? Like, what was going on? Anyway, he's preparing to be Mike Tyson. So I'd be careful. Mike Tyson's still out there, dude. He'll kill you. You got to watch out.
Yeah. Better make it good.
Yeah. Be good at that. And then finally, Dick Smith.
I'm going to bite his ear off. Bring Jamie Foxx over to my house. I'm going to bite his ear off.
Check out my weird tattoo.
That is how Billy Crystal would impersonate.
Yeah,
Mike
I was
Tyson.
Like, what is this accent you've applied?
All of a sudden, he's from the Bronx. All right, very good.
Do you know Dick Smith? You're familiar with Dick Smith?
No, I'm not familiar with Dick Smith. If that is his real name,
yeah, a Dick Smith sounds like some name in like a South Park character, the local Dick Smith or something.
That's what a guy who works in the back of the local adult store.
Yeah,
adult
the Dick
store.
Smith.
He's the Dick Smith.
Yeah. Hey, you got a good Dick Smith here? Oh, yeah. He works behind the beads. Dick Smith died at age 92. This is the Exorcist makeup man who won an Oscar for Amadeus, and he's been in a billion other things.
Oh, cool. So he's responsible for Linda Blair's head spinning around and
all that.
Out
yep.
pea soup.
He's stuff. Also, and much more subtly, responsible for Max von Sydow's inexplicable aging makeup, where, I mean, he was only like 41 when he did that show or that movie, and they made him look like 80.
Wow.
And it was really effective. So he's known for that, like very practical makeup effects that you don't even think about, but they're so well done. You just think, oh, that guy's old or that guy's, you know, burned or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kind of a groundbreaker, this guy. The grandmaster of special effects makeup, as he's considered. He broke new ground in movies in the early 70s when he transformed Hoffman into a 120-year-old for the little big man and an adolescent Linda Blair into a diabolical demon in The Exorcist. When he received an Academy Award in 85... for aging F. Murray Abraham. I wish there was a movie called Aging. Sorry. Yeah. Effing F. Murray Abraham is the movie I want.
You know what? I can't stand Murray Abraham. F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah. F him. F him and that stretchy skin he had in that Star Trek movie. So he got that. He won for that. Let's see. Rick Baker saluted his mentor as, quote, the greatest makeup artist who ever lived when Smith received an honorary Oscar in 2011 in recognition of his pioneering role in the industry. Smith, whose career began in the early days of television and spanned six decades, died Wednesday of natural causes at the age of 92.
Wow. Well, yeah. Good long life.
Yep. That's right. He died the same day as Alice Cooper's guitarist.
Alice Cooper's guitarist.
Yeah, got his name
yesterday.
Jimmy Jim. I forget. I played a hell of a guitar.
Oh.
That's going to do it for that. Let's take a break. When we come back, it'll be Twitter time. It's where we take your questions from the internet. You put them on Twitter. You've used the hashtag. The hashtag TMS questions. We'll read them right here. But before all of that, Brian has prepared music.
pound sign, music break. Dear clever B and S words, since I found out my best bud and his wife were pregnant with their first child a few months ago, I've been meaning to send in a request on their behalf. But being a slacker, I let time pass without doing so. Last week, they found out they would be having a beautiful baby girl in December. Again, I meant to make a request, but somehow found myself too busy or some such nonsense, and I put it off another day. Man. Then yesterday, his mother, who was thought to be in good health, had a sudden heart attack. Oh. After a few hours and before he could make it home, she passed away. As I write this, they're driving overnight back to his childhood home, where the complications of figuring out how to deal with both the death of his mother and somehow manage the continued care for his father, a disabled veteran, await. I know he's going through more than he knows how to handle at the moment, but I was hoping your condolences and best wishes might make him smile even just a little. Of course, wow. Absolutely. Yeah. Sean is a huge fan of the show, so much so that he dragged me across a couple states earlier this month to meet you guys at Nerdtacular. Great time, by the way. And I know it would mean a lot to him if you would play some music to help him both say goodbye to his mother, Judy, and welcome to his daughter, Audrey, into the world. As for the request, he is Irish in his soul, so I'd simply ask for something beautiful and Gaelic and leave it in Mr. Ibbett's capable hands. Aww. Show the love to my bro, yo. Signed, Billy Mack. Well, absolutely. Our condolences on the loss of his mother, our congratulations at the same time for their pregnancy and their upcoming baby girl.
Yeah.
How about a song that kind of deals with a lot of that stuff, but is a little bit more lighthearted. And one of my favorite bands of all time is a group called Squeeze, a British band called Squeeze. Mm. And if you want to talk about songs that tell a story, you can find no finer song than Up the Junction by Squeeze. It takes you through the whole relationship to marriage, to having kids, to sadly, and I want you to disregard this part, Billy Mack, the breakup and divorce and all that stuff. But enjoy the first half of the song and the positivity, and then just hum along with it and maybe don't listen to the words so much. So when you think of Gaelic bands, yeah. I think of the Bad Shepherds, and this is the band that is fronted by the guy who played Vivian on The Young Ones.
Oh, I love Vivian.
And I can only think of the name Rick Mayall, and I know that's not Rick Mayall. Rick Mayall is the guy who just passed away, who played another guy in there. And I can't remember Vivian's real name. If B4 Tank Girl was here, she'd be yelling it in the chat room.
Yeah,
right,
problem
now.
Solved. She was
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. But on their 2009 album, Yan Tian Tethera Methera, which I think is a Welsh phrase, I'm guessing. I don't know. Yeah. They do this great cover of Squeeze's Up the Junction. Let's listen to it right now.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Never thought it would happen with me and the girl from Clapham, out on that windy common. That night I ain't forgotten, when she'd held out the rations with some or other passion. I said, "You are a lady." She said, "Perhaps I may be." We moved into a basement with talks of our engagement. Stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing, but love had got us hooked up, and all our time it took up. I got a job with Stanley, he said I'd come in handy. He started me on Monday, so I had a bath on Sunday. I worked 11 hours, and bought the girl some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor, and nothing now could stop her. I worked all through the winter, the weather brass and bitter. I put away a tenner each week to make her better. And when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly. Late evenings by the fire, the little kicks inside her. This morning at 4:50, I took her rather nifty down to an incubator, where 30 minutes later she gave birth to a daughter. Within a year of Walker, she looked just like her mother. If there could be another. she's 2 years older. Her mother's with a soldier. She left me when my drinking became a proper stinging. The devil came and took me from bar to street to bookie. No more nights by the telly, no more nights nappy smelling. Alone here in the kitchen, I feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. So it's my assumption, I'm really at the junction.
Dude, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, and you can understand some more of the lyrics that there were lyrics I always had problems with until I found a lyric sheet for Up the Junction. But, you know, there's a lot of British terms and colloquialisms that never made it across the pond that I never understood.
Yeah.
A bit of all right and stuff like that.
Yeah. All that stuff's pretty. Mm-hmm. I just like the pipes and the.
Yes. Yeah. And the mandolin. And the, so yeah, good. It's beautiful. Yep.
Is there a whole, you probably explained this while I was fumbling around with buttons, but is there like a whole like album that's just all that kind of crap?
Yep. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. There's three albums by the Bad Shepherds. All of them are covers of classic post-punk new wave bands. So covers of the Smiths, covers of, you know, I'm trying to remember who else they've done, but it's like The Jam. It's great stuff. It's like, it's so good.
Oh, well, I'm in. That's really good. I want to get it. Yeah, all right.
You should get that.
We are going to now play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay.
This game is called Twitter Time. It's not really a game, but it's where we, read your tweets from the day. Not yours, but theirs. Sure. Here's the deal.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's right. Oh, that got quiet.
Want to go bar hunting this weekend?
How about
in the Utah?
Yeah, we'll do it in the Utah. That's fine.
Life's a joke. Shit burns.
There you go. All right. Thank goodness.
God.
#, or # TMS questions is what you find people used.
I like that. Let's just do #.
It's like I'm my own grandmother or something. Ralph says, we'll do one from Ralph. He was here earlier. We'll do one from him anyway. If you could end one franchise by fiat.
Wait. What?
If you could end one franchise by fiat, which one? I don't know what that means by fiat.
By fiat.
Maybe it autocorrected or something.
By fist?
It says F-I-A-T.
Yeah. If you could end one franchise
maybe
by...
Maybe he means by force or maybe... I'm guessing his phone autocorrected wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, Transformers or Sharknado, which one would you end by force?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think Sharknado is going to implode on itself once people realize it's
dumb.
It's dumb. Yeah. So I'd say Transformers.
Transformers? You want to force it to... Oh, I see what you mean, because they're both going to go away. You may as well force one, and the other will just do it on its own.
Exactly.
I want Transformers to be good, and every time there's a new one, I get excited for a minute, thinking, maybe they got it this time. I'm done now. This is 4, and they're poo, and I'm not going to believe that a 5th is going to be good. I'm out. So they need to reboot it with someone smarter, and then maybe I'm back in. But then again, you know what? Transformers is just a toy... selling machine. That was what it was originally designed to be. Speaking of manufactured, like that was a manufactured cartoon to sell toys, like a lot of cartoons were then. What did I expect? I don't know. I guess we
by
got
the way,
what we deserved.
Cinderflame explains that the term by fiat is like, you know, an official order given by someone who has power.
Powder.
An order that must be followed.
I've got powder. Okay, I've never heard of that in my life, but leave it to Ralph to get all fancy on us and use something we don't know.
The school principal issued a fiat that caps were not to be worn inside the school.
Here's one for you. I don't know. I don't quite understand what this means. On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed are you when you get back-ended into another show? Oh.
I wonder who said that
now
one.
Now I get it. That was sent by Etheria.
Mm.
It was pretty annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to be honest. It was pretty annoying.
I could see where he was going with it, and I could tell it was intended to be funny, and it just wasn't.
It just wasn't that funny. It was okay. Yeah. It was fine. Yeah. Whatever. We're over it. Ashley wrote in. Oh, no. You know what? Ralph's got another good one. I got to use this one.
Okay.
Island. I'll do Ashley in a second.
Toyota, the Ford.
Find out there's some other fancy term for that. The Lincoln Town Car Experience. Whatever. Island you want to be stranded on, Brian.
Okay.
Gilligan's, Lost's, Castaway, Blue Lagoon, Swiss Family Robinson, Lord of the Flies. Which one do you go?
Wow. Now, and you can be the executive decision on this. Okay. Are any of the people that were on those islands there with me?
Yes.
Like, am I in the Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields and...
Oh, totally. Because the point is that these islands are just islands without those people. So,
yeah.
So they are the reasons you'd want to pick. Yeah, I will executive decision this and say, yes, those people are there. Ginger and Marianne, they're all there.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. I would do, I would go Lost.
Oh, wow, really?
I like Evangeline Lilly a little bit better than Brooke Shields.
All right. Plus, and you got to remember, though, it's not like Evangeline Lilly will be any less interested in Jack.
Well, that's true.
Or whoever, right? Like, you're just going to have to look at her. You'll be one of those extras.
He's dead.
Oh, that's true. He's dead. He was never alive.
That, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. At which stage am I arriving on the island? Am I arriving on the island with them or after they've all left?
I'm going to say first two seasons is when you get there.
Okay. All right. oh, then Shannon's still alive. Great. All right. I'm in.
Shannon's all right. Yeah. I liked her.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island is what I'd pick.
Oh, but I think, I can't take her away from Saeed.
No. He was nice. Yeah. They did. They took her away. So okay, now
I'd hang with Hurley. Hurley and I would go develop that golf course. We'd be having a blast and singing Shambhala the whole time.
All right. If you had to have a romantic interlude with a member of the Lost cast, and you can only choose between Charlie and let's say who was the. I can't think of his name.
Faraday.
Sure, Daniel Faraday. Who do you pick?
could Richard Alpert be involved in that?
No,
his eyes are dreamy.
He can't be. He's not allowed because he's got some weird connection to the island itself.
All right,
he can't do it.
So
you got to pick between Faraday and other.
I guess Charlie because he looked like he'd be a gentle lover.
Yeah. He'd be all right. He's short. He's diminutive.
He's got writing all over his hand though. I don't know about that.
Got a heroin problem. What else is wrong with him? He's a hobbit. Don't forget the hobbit part.
Right.
Let's see. Okay. Ashley says, what would you dress the other one up as for Halloween? Meaning you and I, what would you dress each other up as?
What would I dress you up as for Halloween?
Yeah. You got anything good?
Oh man, this is tough without giving it some thought. I would dress you up as Lurch from the Addams Family. That's not great because I just did the whole Fester thing. So that's
I see.
Still on my mind from last Halloween.
Well,
right, you go first, okay. And I'll come up with something.
Okay, I would make you Hitman from the Hitman games, and I would put like the little barcode and everything on the back of your head.
Oh, nice! All right,
and the suit, the whole nine yards, sunglasses, suit, everything. You'd be that Hitman guy.
Very good.
I don't know if he has a name. Does he have a name? I think he's Hitman, I guess.
I would dress you up as Ziggy Stardust, the David Bowie character.
You would now.
The paint on his face. And
that
the
would
height,
be fantastic.
The giant platform shoes and all that.
Guy could talk about my little China girl. Oh, I would do that.
Yeah.
A different era, I guess. But have you seen that videos without music thing?
Yes,
with those two.
I love that with the two of them. Mick Jagger and David Bowie whacking.
It's the greatest thing the internet has ever made. It's so well done. It's freakily well done.
Yeah, the shoe noises on the ground and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so good.
They hats off in their direction.
Yeah.
All right, next up, what songs are rocking your playlist this week, asks Doug. What would you say to that?
Well, you're going to hear one of them later in the show, so that's a little bit of a spoiler alert or tease or something.
All right.
I've also been listening to Crash Test Dummies came up actually today in the playlist because I was...
I love them.
Yeah, I do too. And basically, I'm ripping a bunch of CDs that mm-hmm. I've never ripped. Like, I'm basically going through the wall of CDs and making sure that all those CDs are in here so I can kind of put some of them away and make some more room. And got to Crash Test Dummies and forgot how good they are. And, you know, God shuffled his feet mm-hmm. and Afternoons and Coffee Spoons. Yep. You only think about
right.
It really had such a
Which
great,
is still a pretty special song, but
it's still a great song.
Like, yes. Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I love In the Days of the Caveman. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I like
XTC did that originally.
I like Motorstorm Apocalypse is good. I also like that Superman song. Goes like this. Oh, this is so good. Have you heard this? You've heard this.
Yep.
Superman never made any money. That guy's voice. Something else, man. Exactly. Okay, there's okay, that. Cool. Let's see what else. That's a good question. I like that one.
What's wrecking your
playlist? Oh, yeah. You're going to laugh. Earl Scruggs.
No, Lester Flatt, huh?
Nope.
Just Earl Scruggs
just
solo.
Earl Scruggs.
That's what he said. I've had enough of you.
I went on Lester. A rampage. Actually, it's part of it put me down a rabbit hole that started with Steve Martin's banjo album. Which is really, really, I forgot the name of the album. It's really good, like kind of a fantastic album. And I've been listening to that a lot. And there was one other thing that I was kind of getting back into. Oh, I've been listening to Marcy Playground again.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
how funny.
I really like that. Okay, here's another one here. I like this one. Ron Korb says, gun to your head, what's your favorite entree at a Chinese restaurant?
Wow,
you would have to go. You would have to go gun to my head because I don't like Chinese food. Not really.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Oh, wow.
I always feel gross and bloated when I'm done.
Sesame chicken, if it's really good,
yeah, it's got to be well done, nicely done.
It's got to be well done. Yeah. If you cut that chicken open and it's like
pink,
you know, these pink nuggets.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what you got to worry about when you're getting anything deep fried from a Chinese restaurant is. Right out of the freezer, right into the fryer, and the outside gets nice and crispy. But
I always get pad Thai because the Chinese restaurant I go to has Thai food. So
it's kind of cheating. You can't do that. That doesn't count.
All right, then General So's chicken, hot spicy chicken. I always go.
Oh yeah, I love a good Kung Pao chicken too.
Yeah, I like the hot chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. I don't like. I can't eat the breading anymore though. That's off my diet.
Wow.
I know.
Good for you.
Sucks. Well.
No, that's good for you.
I'd like some. Is the problem.
Gotcha.
Here's one from the great Gatorade, who is by chance using the Dharma initiative symbol for his eye, his avatar.
Okay.
Do you think Guardians of the Galaxy would dominate opening weekend? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
It's going to kill him.
Well, it is. There's so much hype and so much excitement over this movie that...
I mean, as far as openers, that's going to kill all the opening competition. How well it does against current leader... what's the current leader? What's up right now? That could
probably Fault in Our Stars.
No, that's long down.
Is it okay?
Yeah, they're way off.
Oh, I guess yeah. It's been a few weeks.
We got that's Lucy, what, we got Hercules, and we got Planet of the Apes. Those are your
that's
top
what there. Tina and my aunt went and saw while George and I were seeing Planet of the Apes. They went and saw Fault in Our Stars because that started at the same time and ended about five minutes earlier than ours.
Yep.
So we sent them off to see that.
Cancer teenagers. That's a real uplifter.
Yeah, and it was that depressing for them. They came back and said, "All right, well, that wasn't fun."
I don't think Lucy has what it takes to stay second week on top, so
no,
I think it will absolutely dominate. I think you're looking at 80 plus million at the least, and I think it kills everybody else. So watch for that. All right, we got time for a few more here. Let's see. If we went back to college to pursue a different degree or an additional one, what would it be and why? I know the answer to this.
I would probably do programming. I'd love to learn like Java or just some sort of computer programming class. Just because I'd be able to use that in addition to what I'm doing now.
Yeah. More deep. So, I've always said that too. Exactly. Like this, a lot of the stuff I do, I could do a lot better if I knew how to program well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good at your basic PHP freaking variable easy stuff, but I'm not good at anything deeper than that. That's a good one. My easy pick would be I'd get a teaching degree. I'd go back and get a teaching degree. And then one day when I retire from all this weird crap I do, I'd go teach at a high school or something.
Wow. Oh, that'd be cool.
I would love that. I would absolutely freaking love it.
What age group would you prefer to?
Junior high, actually. is what
really?
I prefer.
Okay, that's your that would be your preferred age.
Yeah, like seventh through ninth probably. I just know that there can be you can do some real good in a kid's life during that period if you're a teacher. I'd want to be an art teacher or even like history or something. I don't even care. I would love to do that. If there was real money in teaching, I probably would have done that anyway. But this country doesn't value it enough. So they're all making nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. That's a great question, Pablo.
That was a very good question. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Almost didn't give him credit there. That's a good one. This guy says, what do you think of the Warcraft movie logo? I think they overblew that was the big announcement at Comic-Con that they have a logo now. Mm-hmm. And that irritates me. Other than that, it's fine. It's a fine logo, but nobody should make that their big moment at Comic-Con. We got a logo.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Super annoyed by that.
We've developed a logo.
Yeah.
There's no possible way this is going to change
The instance tomorrow is all about me being pissed about that logo. So you watch. That's what tomorrow's episode is going to be about. Let's see. What do we got here? If you could pick a superhero to be your neighbor, who would you pick? I like that one. There's a nice twist.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Duar, by the way. We love Scott.
Superhero to be your neighbor. I think Captain America seems like an easy choice just because he'd be a really nice neighbor.
Yeah.
He'd be super nice. It's not like he'd be able to, you know, there'd be great neighbors that would kind of help you out by the fact that they're right next to you, right? Like, Tony Stark would have like security robots patrolling around the neighborhood, so you'd feel safe there.
Yeah.
Probably let you ride in a sweet car or two.
Yeah.
Probably have some good parties too. I'm going to say Tony Stark. There we go.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
If you want to have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll provide
Plus, I know the kind of house that Tony Stark lives in. Yeah. And for me to be a next door neighbor, I probably also have that kind of sweet house.
Yeah. This is all true.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
All right.
Isn't there a hero that just can make food? That just poops out food all the time?
Isn't there a hero named Food Something? A hero that makes food?
Yeah, I thought there was a hero that could just conjure food.
Rachel Ray?
Yeah, Rachel Ray. No, somebody could conjure food or something.
Guy Fieri Man.
No, he could just eat food.
Fieri Guy.
No, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, Captain America is the easy one. So let's say I picked him, but I couldn't have him.
One of those says, Captain Food Pooper.
That's the one. You don't like how he makes it, but you're sure glad he's there.
Side members of the JLA.
All right. Kitty Pride.
That's a really good point. Yeah, Captain Kipper says Zatanna.
Zatanna. Right?
Zatanna or Zatanna.
Who's Zatanna? Oh, wait.
The magician gal in DC with the fishnet stockings.
Yeah.
Sure. Her, Black Canary, Power Girl. Course, yeah, there you go.
Terrible ideas all. I am all into I'm all up in Kitty Pride being next door just because she seems like she'd be nice and she'd take good care of everybody. I like her. Cool. All right, we're gonna do one more here. How about this one? All right. Oh, could either of you see a scenario where you could make such a drastic move like Wendy and move across the city, move across the country, or over out of the country, like to some other nation? Ask Kev.
Yeah, it's funny. Tina and I were talking about this when we were talking about Wendy and the move to Sweden. It's like we'd love to go to Australia or the UK and make a big move like that, but there's so many benefits to where we are.
Yeah.
You know, the dogs, having people who can watch the dogs at a moment's notice if we want to go out of town, or Tristan's school, things like that. Now, once he's graduated, I'll sell the dogs. Hell yeah, we'll go out to Sydney. Sure.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
I think I'm more inclined toward Japan or where Wendy's at, actually, kind of that zone. Not necessarily Sweden, but something like that. Even like Paris, I wouldn't mind that. But I can't see a scenario. The question is really, what's the scenario like? I don't know, man. I really like it here, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I like America. I'm not going to get up on a stump and shoot my gun and eat a cheeseburger or anything. Right. But I really like our country. So for me, I want to visit a lot of these places, but I think I'm good.
I'd go to Hawaii.
Like where I'm at. Yeah.
I'd stay in Hawaii, but that would be a big change, a big move.
Yeah, that'd be a big one of the 50.
You know? Last I checked, yeah. Yeah,
it's not part of the lower 48, but whatever.
I can see Diamond Head from my house.
Oh, you sure can. All right, how about this one? Last one, Rob Dalton wrote in. He actually, first one was got 50 bucks, but his real question was.
Daltonator, yes.
He says, what if Carter married Tristan and began a new Frog Pants dynasty? Would their rule be benevolent, he asks.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, that's sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Tristan would be marrying up, by the way, I need to say.
Yeah.
It's flat out.
Well, who knows, but I think, here's a, you know what, I got to do this one too. Sorry. Okay. But before I do that, I'll just say.
I don't think there's a real answer to that.
There's no real answer to that. I mean, what would they do? They're very different people. They wouldn't. Yeah. It's not like TMS would suddenly have new hosts.
Right, exactly.
This is all crazy talk right here.
Right.
Gretchen wrote in, says, pretty sure Coverville has a tattoo. Don't think Scott Johnson does. If you guys were to get a tattoo or another one, what would it be? Mm. I don't have a tattoo. Do you have one?
I don't have a tattoo either. I had a lot of fake tattoos on at Nerdtacular, but I don't actually possess any real actual tattoos.
I wonder why she thinks you had an actual tattoo.
Probably because there were photos of me with like the 20-sided dice thing on the back of my neck.
Oh, it looks
which,
real.
Which would probably be a consideration. I really, really liked having that. Like, it seemed to be a very, you know.
It looked like an eyeball sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're pretty far back.
Yeah, you were like some kind of red, weird one-eyed bald creature coming at me. Yeah, what would you do then if you were to get one?
I would probably put, it would be somewhere, you know, that wouldn't be prominent, but I'm not saying like, you know, on my
your penis.
Chest or, right, upper inner thigh or something.
Right.
I don't know, maybe.
Tramp stamp.
Nothing. There's nothing that I think that I'd want to have forever. You know, it'd be cool to have a couple, you know, a pair of dice for playing craps or a microphone for podcasting. Mm-hmm, but what am I doing it for? Am I doing it so people say, oh, I know. So you have a pair of dice right there above your pants.
Well, this is the whole question about tattoos in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel the same way. It's hard. Like, I don't think I'd do it. But let's say I forced you and said, look, Brian, you got to take a 3-inch space.
Okay.
And just do it. Pick it wherever you want.
I would do the 20-sided die, and I would do it probably in the back of my neck again, like I had it at Nerdtacular, because
that looked cool.
That did look cool. It was a good place for it.
Yeah, I agree. For me, it would be something I would draw. I don't know what I would do, but it would have to be my own art, and it would probably be back of the calf, right side. Done. That's it. No more tattoos after that. Yeah, I'm not really interested in them. I don't have a problem with anyone else's tattoos at all. No judgment one way or the other.
Would you allow Carter to get a tattoo?
Oh, totally. They've had. Oh, so I should tell you this little story here.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, Taylor, a couple of times late high school and then post high school would sit down with me and say, I really want to get some like cute little elegant tattoo. And I'd say, do you really? She'd say, yeah, totally I do. I said, well, you know, me and your mom, you're old enough to make some decisions on your own, so we're not going to give you a hard time or demonize it or whatever, but I do want you to have the facts before you do it and have some information and actual, you know, tools of knowledge before you actually go and do it, because once you do it, it's kind of permanent. So yeah. Tool of knowledge, number one, it's kind of permanent. And the only way it isn't permanent is like painful skin grafting and laser removal and stuff, and it's a kind of a mess. So you better make sure whatever it is that you really, really want it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that you're fine with where it's going to be, and you're okay when it starts to bleed or not bleed, but like fade.
Or stretch. Or fade.
Right. All this stuff as your life gets, you know, as you move on.
Yeah.
So just know all of this moving in. Okay. Are you good? And she said, yeah, I don't think I want one. So I wasn't trying to trick her either. I was just like, hey, you should at least know this isn't just this glamorous thing you see on some, you know, celebrity's arm. Mm-hmm. You got to think about it. So she never did it, but I would totally, I would support that. I think the reason they won't is because I wouldn't give them a hard time. Like part of why kids rebel with that stuff is because you are an obstacle to it. And so they use it against you. If you're not going to stand up and be a dork about something dumb like a tattoo, well then what are they fighting against? And why would they want one? They really don't care. And if they do, all right, it's their life, their body, but it's fine with me. If they want to, they're not going to, but if they did, it's not like I'm going to freak out. Mm-hmm. The thing with me is just, there's just such a permanence, and you can really be into one thing one day and 5 years later, have it be not what you think anymore. You know, like how many people do you know who got some girlfriend's name tattooed when they're 20 and now they're 48 and have that same tattoo? Yeah, exactly. And you just can't, you can't just get them off. So why would you? You know, that's look at Obsidian and his crazy full head, half his body thing. Mm-hmm. I'd never do that, but I like what he did because it was his art and it was really well thought out and it's super intense on the design. And like in a way, he made himself a canvas.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to go that far, I say that's how you do it, is you make it really meaningful that way. But just to slap it on there because you're drunk on a Friday night and you thought it'd be funny to put Will Ferrell's face on your leg, well, then you've made it. You've made a horrible error.
Bad choice. Bad life choices.
Yeah. Don't make those life choices.
Yeah. Nope. That's totally true.
Anyway, there's our tattoo news. That's going to do it, everybody.
Cool.
That's our show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this fine edition of the Morning Stream PM edition. We're always happy to be here.
PM.
Every Thursday. As long as you guys keep doing it, we'll keep doing it. Patreon.com/TMS. A note that the second episode of the now twice weekly episodes of gaming news and commentary that come in the form of boop. You can go subscribe now. We're number 6 on iTunes in the top 10 gaming area which is nice. Cool. I always like to see that. Mm-hmm. Help it become a regular thing. Participate, be a part of it. If you like video games, I think you're going to like this a lot. So go check out frogpants.com/boop. That's BOOP. And subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. Wherever you get your podcast, there it is.
Don't spell it BUPE.
No, don't do that. I don't know how long it takes the caching for some of these podcast apps to do so that their searches include new shows.
Right, right.
I noticed none of them are seeing it yet, but it's only been up for a day and a half. But you can manually get the feed right off the site that I just gave you and all that. So anyway, if you're interested, please go check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's free. Costs you nothing. Just go check it out. All right, Brian. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Email us themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, morningstream, Scott Johnson, Coverville. And tomorrow, new instance in the morning. New episode of Current Geek later in that afternoon. And this weekend, brand new film sack featuring Minority Report.
Sweet.
Oh, man. Finally getting to it, dude. Pretty excited about that.
I can't wait for that.
That's good.
I'm just going to sit back and let Brian Dunaway take the episode.
He's really going to have... I mean, wouldn't it be funny if he just hardly said anything? That would be the worst. The worst.
No, it would not be funny. It would be sad. I wouldn't want that at all. Feel
like we got ripped off or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we're looking forward to that. So join us for all of that stuff. Frogpants.com for details. All right, that's going to do it. Brian, why don't we play more music?
Let's play one more song to close us out this week. Now, every once in a while, the doctor has to heal himself, right? Mm-hmm. The soda jerk has to make himself an egg cream. The Subway sandwich guy has to make himself a $5 foot long.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm playing a request for me because it's my damn birthday in a couple days.
Yeah.
So,
woo!
And there's no show on Saturday. So I get to do this on Thursday for myself.
Awesome.
So I am playing a song for me. And this is the thing that has been spinning on my turntable for the last couple weeks. I love this album, and you already know I'm a big fan of stuff like the Bird and the Bee, mm-hmm. and the Zooey Deschanel She and Him, and Hooverphonic. Hooverphonic is probably a really good connection to this. But there's a brand new group, a brand new duo, made up of Dan the Automator, Daniel Nakamura, but goes by the name Dan the Automator. Worked with Gorillaz and Ben Lee.
Wait, Gorillaz. Oh,
exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And with him is Mary Elizabeth Winstead, the actress who played the love interest in Scott Pilgrim. What else was she in?
I like her.
Oh yeah, she's adorable.
Yeah.
She was in the she was in Die Hard.
Yep.
She was John McClane's daughter. She, I guess, was in Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wouldn't know that.
Not great movie. The New Thing, she was in that.
That's right. Yep. Oh, and when she was 5 years old, her family moved to Sandy, Utah.
Oh, my gosh. Utah connection, everybody.
Utah connection.
Woo!
She's 29, born in 1984. There you go.
She's lovely.
Yes. She really is. And she's got a great singing voice, and you never would have guessed from all the stuff that you see her acting in. But they've joined up and they've formed a band, a duo called Got a Girl. Mm. And the album they've released just came out, and I'm pulling it up right now. And it's called I Love You, But I Must Drive Off This Cliff Now. And it is like a dreamy French pop. God, it's so damn good. Mm. Like lounge music, you know, you want to drink some bourbon or whiskey while you drink this and sit back in a tall leatherback chair. Anyway.
Isn't she the talented little booger then?
She really is. And you got to watch if you haven't seen the video for the song I'm going to be playing, you almost want to cue it up right now on YouTube while you listen to the song, because it's great and it's kind of funny and it's right. Really well done. Nice. The song is called Did We Live Too Fast? The duo is called Got a Girl and just came out. It's not a cover and it's from the album I Love You, But I Must Drive Off This Cliff Now. Go listen to this whole album. It is so damn good. Yeah. And you're going
to
love it.
All right. Well, totally here it goes. I wonder if she went to, just checking her personal life real quick. Did she go to what school? Darn it. I want to see if she went to, if she was in Sandy, she likely went to Brighton High if she lived there that long enough.
She went to Peruvian Park Elementary. Does that sound familiar?
No. Does it say anything about her junior high or high school?
Mm-mm, it doesn't.
Interesting. Yeah. That would have probably been Brighton. It could have been Alta. Anyway, that was my stomping grounds, man. I grew up in Sandy. That's where I lived. For all I knew, she was running around while I was rolling around,
Could have been. Right?
Well, I'll start stalking her and I'll let you know how it
goes.
There
you go. Perfect. Let me know how you find it.
You bet. Did we live too fast? Well, that's the question on everyone's lips. Let's answer it now with a song. We'll see you guys next week for a whole new week of TMS. Thanks for being here. Brian, thanks for a great week.
Thank you, Scott Johnson.
Goodbye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Yay!